You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July the 10th, 2019. President Trump saying today, Iran has long been secretly enriching in total violation of that $150 billion deal made by John Kerry and the Obama administration. And of course, we pulled out of that deal. And once we pulled out, Iran says, well, we're really going to enrich now. We're going to pass the limits and we're going to go all the way. And it claims it's justified because we withdrew. Other parties to the deal, Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, European Union, are calling for Iran to stick to its commitments, but they each also know that Iran has been breaking the deal anyway. Our U.S. ambassador to international organizations said Iran's recent moves to enrich uranium amount to nuclear extortion. We cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. There are backwater channels constantly underway. Aside from the saber rattling on the front stage of the White House and are in Iran, Tehran, there is a secret meeting that took place involving Iranian officials meeting representatives of the U.S. government in Iraq. Supposedly secret, but now we know about it, whether or not they get anything accomplished. And the Iranian boats, five of them, tried to seize a British oil tanker as it was crossing into the Strait of Hormuz. That British tanker was being followed, one, by U.S. aircraft overhead, and also a U.K. Royal Navy frigate that was armed with deck guns, training them on the five Islamic Revolutionary Guard boats and sending them, you better go away, which they did. But them daring to try to seize a British tanker, we need to keep an eye on that part of the world. It's going to get hotter. The National Education Association, our nation's largest teachers union, adopted an official position in its representative assembly supporting a fundamental right to abortion. That's right. The largest teachers union standing on the fundamental right to abortion. One response from the other side, disgusting. These teachers should be about educating kids, not killing them. Amen. Pew Research is out showing the Hispanic population reaching an unprecedented record high ahead of the 2020 election. We have, according to the latest Pew Research Center, just under 60 million Hispanics in the U.S. Now, you compare that to 1970, there were less than 10 million. Of course, we've had mass immigration, legal immigration, bringing them in, and we also have the massive illegal immigration. Speaking of illegals, the green light is up for health care for illegal aliens in California. California now officially, after the bill was signed yesterday, the first state to allow taxpayer-funded benefit health care benefits to go for those in the U.S. illegally. The state of California says we're going to put $98 million into this plan, and California citizens will pay for it and smile, bride. The third Democrat primary debate will be taking place in Houston. That'll be September 12th, maybe the 13th, if they need a second night. It depends on how many candidates still remain at that point. Currently, there are 20. That would mean two different nights. It's going to be more difficult for candidates to qualify to be on the stage this time around. And one of them, might or might not be questioned about the fact that, did your ancestors own slaves? We're talking about Senator Kamala Harris. Her father, a Stanford University professor, says he had done a genealogy search and found that relatives on his side, one by the name of Hamilton Brown, is on record as a plantation and slave owner, and that he had in Jamaica at one point owned scores of slaves, most brought to him in Jamaica from Africa, though he may have also owned many Creole slaves. See, this is a part of the history that a lot of folks have been tainted by, and they had nothing to do with. Kamala Harris didn't have anything to do with owning slaves. Neither did her father. But they have no problem of blaming you for slave ownership of this country, and you didn't have anything to do with it. And one of the other candidates that's come out now, mega donor Tom Steyer. He's been running, of course, commercials all over the TV for months now to impeach Donald Trump. And he finally decided, I got to get in there and do the race myself. He's a billionaire. And he suddenly jumped in running ads for 2 weeks now, focusing on the first four primary and caucus states, spending $1.4 million. $1.4 million. And what is the main message? Give me a break. His main message is, we're against big money interest. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This is Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Here's a story you did not see on mainstream media because President Trump was involved doing something really good. He signed an executive order paving the way for an overhaul of how we deal with kidney disease, which affects 30 million Americans. He's sweeping changes in treatment, including prevention, improving access to dialysis treatment in the home, enabling those with failing kidneys to have opportunities sooner to get a transplant. The Health and Human Services Secretary said that for 50 years we've had a stagnant system on how we treat people with chronic kidney disease. This will change everything. What you will hear on the mainstream media as they go on and on and on about Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta and his explanation as to how he treated Jeffrey Epstein when he was a prosecutor in the Miami District. Acosta defended what he said. I did what I thought we should at that time, and I'm glad now New York has additional charges they can press Epstein. But what the Democrats want is his head, and until he admits that he did something wrong, they're going to continue to go after it. And of course, trying to link Trump to Epstein. And you don't hear them talking about Bill Clinton. They just kind of ignore the fact that Clinton was on Epstein's plane more than 20 times. And Democrats won't like this story. Gun background check record for each month of 2019. More than 2 million background checks for gun sales during each of the first 6 months of this year. 2 million checks for gun sales in the first 6 months of this year. And the gun control enthusiasts won't like this, as I point out. That's just the individual background checks. It doesn't say how many guns each person that got approved bought. President Trump praising his Independence Day demonstration on Monday. It wasn't his. It was our nation's 4th of July salute. Military on display and everything else. And he says, I think we should do this every year for the foreseeable future. In other words, again, next year. Well, the District of Columbia mayor, Democrat, doesn't like it, saying you cost us money. We had to empty money out of our municipal fund to provide security for public events and defend against terrorist threats. You've jeopardize D.C. We need money back. That's assuming D.C. has properly spent the money it was given. I'm not going to challenge your question. I'm just saying that's assuming. They have had some expenditures they did not expect, such as an unplanned large event as a state funeral for late President George H.W. Bush. And that's understandable. In the meantime, Dateline Puerto Rico, six, including the former education secretary, six arrested in a corruption probe. They were steering federal funds to unqualified, politically connected contractors. Prosecutors say this was a public corruption campaign profiting at the expense of Puerto Rican citizens and students, which bears raising this question. How much of the money and effort we sent to Puerto Rico to help after the hurricane got to the people in the areas it was needed and didn't end up in the pockets of someone on the take? Speaking of hurricanes, Louisiana is bracing, already a tropical storm system gaining strength, dumping tons of rain over Louisiana, moving along the coast slowly, and it could become a hurricane by Saturday, flooding throughout New Orleans, up to half a foot of rain just this morning, and more on the way. And they're worried about the Mississippi River in New Orleans, now forecast to crest near 20 feet. The average levee height for New Orleans is 20 feet. One meteorologist says this is potentially a dire situation. Oh, and ahead of all the concern about the hurricane moving into the Gulf, U.S. oil today on futures surging $60 a barrel, up above $60 a barrel, 4.5% higher, just in case a lot of crude production in the Gulf has to be shut down. Hey, you want to go to World Disney Epcot theme park? Have fun? Walk around? Get rabies? Get what? Rabies. Rabies. Disney's world-popular Epcot theme park is now urging tourists and residents coming into Florida, you need to be on the watch for rabies. For a 2-mile radius around Epcot Center, a feral cat in the area tested positive. And they're worried about feral cats, stray dogs, all wildlife, raccoons, bats, foxes, skunks, otters, bobcats, coyotes. So if you're going to go to Disney Epcot theme park, don't try to pet the animals.
You can follow Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA at Larry Connors USA. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Coming up in this hour, does President Trump have a secret agent working for him inside the Democrat Party? And also how the House oversight committees are rushing forward trying to bash Trump and treatment of migrants at the border, talking about kids in cages, but that blew up in their face. And some black performers that are not going to perform because they're protesting prices for the audience. There's another part of that story. And also, what if you saw cash flowing all over the highway from a Brinks truck, the back door open or something? What would you do? We'll get into that before we wrap up this hour. And in the last hour, I was reading some comments because I always like to keep negative information. I mean, if I get negative comments, I want to make sure I share them with you because I want the other side to be heard. And Mike had written questioning about the show and if I'm just maybe too conservative. If I open it up, I would have maybe more listeners. I might have more sponsors. And my answer was basically, I'm going to stay this way. And I already have a lot of folks, even among the Republicans, conservatives, who don't think I'm conservative enough. And one of the issues I raised was my belief about gays. I have several gay friends. They are friends of mine. I care about them. I love them. I want them to do well. I care if they're in pain or anything else. It's not my lifestyle. But it's their lifestyle. And as I said, that's where the criticism came from someone, saying if you believe in the Bible and you're a Christian, then you've got to condemn them. You know what? again, I'm going to leave that to God to do that, because I don't think I'm qualified to do that condemning. I have enough sin of my own I have to deal with. And actually, by the way, it might surprise some, but some of my gay friends are staunch conservatives. Others, not so much, but I still care about them. Let's get with a quick call before we move on. Mike, you're on Larry Connors USA. Go ahead.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for mentioning what I was saying earlier.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, and so far as, you know, everything goes, you know, with the gays, conservatives, you know, gays are not, you know, if you're against gays or whatever, all that stuff, everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's just that what I was saying earlier is I just think people need to take stuff in more. They're not doing that. You know what I mean? They just have an opinion, and that's as far as it goes.
Well,
and,
I agree with you.
Nobody's taking anything in.
I agree with you that I always encourage folks, don't just listen to one news source, be it just Fox or CNN. Look and get information from everything. And when I was in news anchor business, I said, I think we do the best job in town, but sample others. Get other information. Don't, you know, it's hold us accountable.
No, I thought you were a great anchor, actually. And the other thing is...
Thought I was what?
I don't, a great anchor, you know, well, whatever you... Or a great...
And you didn't know you didn't know my politics then, did you?
I don't know what it's... No, I don't know what your politics
I mean,
were,
you didn't know when I was an anchor, yeah.
No, absolutely not. And that's the way it should be. I think local news is actually pretty good at that, you know, but the national news kind of gets a little out of hand. But,
you're right.
You know, people are just so, you know, if you say something that's against what their beliefs are at the time, it's automatically, you're not my friend, I don't want to talk to you, you know, you're against, you know. And I just think that's it's got to change.
I agree.
Some stuff to change.
I agree.
You know?
Mike, I agree. Thanks for taking time to call and add some comments on that. I appreciate it. I fully agree with Mike. We need to quit talking at each other and talking with each other. Now, this program is pretty much one-sided, me doing all the talking, but I take feedback, obviously. Negative, I make sure the negative gets heard because I don't want anyone to accuse me of not putting negative on. Mike is just trying to make a point that I think is very important. Don't lock down and don't get offended because someone disagrees with you. I mean, that's what makes us different. Jeez. All right. I've got to cover some of this because I promoted. Does Trump have a secret agent inside the Democrat Party? First of all, where are the numbers standing? There's a new survey out, and it appears to show former Vice President Biden hanging on to the top spot in the Democrat primary field, leading a Senator Elizabeth Warren by 5 points. This was just released by Economist YouGov poll, just released today. So Biden thinks he's still doing pretty well. Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is raising issues about Biden and remarks he made during that first Democrat primary debate, and his remarks also about working with segregationists, and she's saying, I think Biden is too old for office. In fact, she's flat out calling him, you're too old, and she could probably add, and you're too white. But she's saying we need to move away from old white guys. That's pretty much where she's going about it. Pelosi has been going back against some of the leftist members of her party and the moderates who have been attacking fellow Democrats. She goes back to what Ronald Reagan, his principal rule was, you don't attack Republicans. Among the Republican Party, you do not attack each other. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now had a frank talk today with her Democrat caucus and admonished them for using social media to criticize others in the party. She said, you got a complaint? You come and talk to me. Don't tweet about our members and expect us to think it's okay. It's not. So she's trying to get them back in line. And she also says, I have no regrets about calling out four progressive freshman members. Yeah, she has done that. She called out Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman Tlaib, Presley, Omar. And when she was asked, well, do you feel remorse about scorning them and making remarks that they just kind of have their little Green Deal party and whatever else they do with their Twitter, mocking them, she said, I do not. I have no regrets. Regrets are not what I do. But again, she turned right around and attacked other Democrats for attacking other Democrats. And Ocasio-Cortez is now accusing Congress of using women and minorities as chess pawns, saying their communities have been auctioned off and negotiated off for decades. She says, when it comes to women of color in Congress, particularly the freshmen, is that we both have encountered and represent communities that have been auctioned off and negotiated off for the last 20 years, and we're over it. She said, we see this all the time. It's like fighting for black communities or policies that help women. They're bargaining chips and the first chips that are reached for in any legislative negotiation. So she's calling out members of her party, because when she says Congress, she's talking about the Democrat-controlled Congress right now. And yes, they are using women and minorities as bargaining chips. Sharpton, Al Sharpton, made that same point yesterday. He said, any Democrat candidate who's going to take the black vote for granted, you're wrong. He said, you're wrong. Previously, you might be able to count on it, but now they're not going to vote just because you support black issues in the sense that you're going to be a black candidate. You're not going to get it for that. You got to actually deliver for them, which takes us back to Trump when he was running to the black community. You've been under the thumb of the Democrat Party all these decades. What have they done for you? What do you got to lose for giving me a chance? And he got a percentage of blacks to vote for him. And if I called a number out right away, I might be off. I'm gonna say 18 to 20%. I could be off. And he got 30+% Latinos. Now, would it hold up? I don't know. But all of them have looked at the black minority votes, the LGBT votes, the Latino votes are all bargaining chips. Ocasio-Cortez is exactly right. And she's also criticizing Pelosi that she's working me to death. She said, Pelosi's giving me busy work. Maybe she's trying to keep me out of the way. So she's challenging Nancy Pelosi. She said, I was assigned to two of some of the busiest committees and four subcommittees. My hands are so full, sometimes I wonder if they're trying to keep me busy. I will say this, she still doesn't have any problem with finding time to go on TV shows and everything else and whatever else she wants to do. I don't know how hard she's working on them, but she was assigned to those committees. And she's saying, I think Pelosi's trying to get me to go away. Busy work. Which brings me to the question. Does Trump have a secret agent inside the Democrat Party? And if he does, I'm going to cast my vote for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is spearheading the opposition. She's challenging Pelosi at every point, saying now Pelosi's giving me busy work, accusing the Democrat Congress of using women and minorities as bargaining chips, and continues attacking and saying that Biden is old and white, we don't want him. And I think what she's doing will help Trump. You think I'm the only one? Well, let me read this to you. Headline from the Washington Post. Democrats, stop embracing losing issues and focus on getting rid of Trump. That's the headline. An op-ed written by liberal columnist Richard Cohen. And he's painting a dire picture for the Democrats. He says the Democrat Party is on a tear. One by one, its candidates have embraced losing issue after losing issue. He's right. He said, in the next election, they have embraced losing issue after losing issue. That's what they're doing now. And he said, you got to stop it. He said, GOP strategists must be hyperventilating over all the goodies arrayed before them. This is a campaign even Trump could win. This is, again, a liberal columnist. And he says, you're talking about reparations for slavery, a noble idea lacking only popular support and practicality. In other words, it's another losing issue. He's making it clear that you keep doing this, you're going to hand Trump that election, regardless of who we come up with for a candidate. I think he's right. You got him saying that. You got Al Sharpton saying you got to deal with reality. And you got Senator Klobuchar saying you got to quit making all these pie-in-the-sky promises. You're going to oversell things and we'll never get anything done. We'll never get elected. And they keep doing it. They just keep the free train rolling. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you that. We're going to do it. And they think that's going to get them all the votes they need. That's fine. I'm all in favor of them doing themselves in. And if Trump doesn't have a secret agent inside of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, he can certainly count on them to do some of the work for him inside that party. They are walking into a room, dropping a grenade, and walking out. And they're leaving a lot of disrepair, damage, and injuries, and even death of some political members of their party behind. And I'm trying not to smile gleefully. Nah, not really. We do have a House Oversight Committee trying again to attack Trump and our treatment of children. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So far this year, just so far this year, Customs and Border Protection agents have rescued 3,000 illegals trying to get into our country, pulling them out of the Rio Grande, finding them in abandoned in the desert, rescuing them, saving them. But yes, some are dying along the way. Some we never see. We find their bodies later. So today, a House subcommittee, oversight committee, has a woman there who fled Guatemala with her baby daughter, 19 months old. They were in a detention center for 3 weeks, and the child developed a viral respiratory infection. She did get hospital treatment. She got antibiotics, but she still died. Now, I'm going to make sure you understand something here. This breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that any mother would lose their child. Her baby died, and she said, they tore a piece of my heart out. My question is, who is they? Because she is trying to blame this government, Border Patrol agents. I don't know. The Democrats on that committee, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, look how we treat these babies. And they're ignoring how many we have saved. It's still a tragedy. And no one should mock it and make light of it. But the problem is, mom, if you had not brought your child all the way from Guatemala, that once you got out of Guatemala and you got in Mexico, you decided not to stay there, would your child be alive today? I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to think about that. But I think it's a big question. And you got another one over the July 4th holiday, a 25-year-old Guatemalan woman. She's in Customs and Border Protection custody. She experienced a miscarriage. She's 4 months pregnant. She had been traveling with her husband and their 4-year-old when they were apprehended July 3rd near Imperial Beach, California. And in the process of being in custody, she had a miscarriage. Well, they realized she needed medical attention. They gave it to her. They took her to an area hospital. But the unborn didn't have a heartbeat. Pregnancy no longer viable. And that's a shame again. But the blame is placed at the feet of our Border Customs and Border Patrol agents who have their own families, and they care about babies and children. But the easiest thing for the Democrats to say, see, there's another child dying in your custody. And there are issues of allegations, and I say more than allegations, probably facts of things that are handled improperly. Department of Homeland Security investigating allegation of a sexual assault against an underage migrant girl in a Yuma sector center. I don't know if it's fact or not. She claims that some of the so-called agents stuffed their hands down her pants. Well, they did. They're wrong. And they should be prosecuted. But the facts and the fiction get so blurred, and it gets labeled, look how bad the Americans are, how they're treating and ripping children from their parents. That was the other issue, remember? And I pointed out, do we even know that the person with that child is their parent? And some have come up and have since said, we were told if you bring a child with you, you have a better chance of getting into the U.S. and staying in the U.S. And they were buying and are kidnapping children from other families to bring a child with them, claiming it's their child, especially if the child is too young to speak. DNA testing has proven 30% of the cases it's not their child, should not be with them. It's human smuggling, basically. And in fact, It's one thing to use the child to get into the country, but then what happens to the child after they get here? Even tonight on CNN and NNN, Chris Cuomo made a big deal. I said, the real issue here is human smuggling. By God, that's what Trump and the rest of us have been saying for a long time. It's not just illegals. It's how they're smuggling drugs and children across the borders for illicit purposes. Jeffrey Epstein is a, based on all the charges against him, is a creep, should be buried under the courthouse. But every one of these bringing a child across the border that's not theirs, smuggling children across, even if they're young teenagers, they are sexually abusing them and opening them up to prostitution in this country. Now, why don't the Democrats and liberals get concerned about that? Well, because they're looking for votes, not the lives. They only care about the lives if someone dies. So then they can use it as something to pin on the Trump administration. And today, the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee put out some tweets yesterday promoting this upcoming Wednesday afternoon meeting, talking about we're going to have a hearing on kids in cages. And they put out a picture. They put out pictures of kids in cages. They quickly had to delete it because the pictures were the Obama-era migrant detention centers. They weren't taken from current times. They used a picture from 2014 during the Obama administration, but it showed a couple of kids back behind some wire fence. I'm trying to think of the best term to describe it. And they're laying on their stomachs on the floor on a mat, I guess. Don't see any toilet facilities or anything else in that one picture. But that one snippet of that picture is what they're using and saying, look what the Trump administration is doing. The fact is, that picture was of kids from 2014 during the Obama administration. And yes, the Obama administration was separating children from the adults because they're going to charge the adults with criminal trespass, violating our immigration laws, and they don't want the children to be locked up, so they can't turn them loose. They got to watch over them to some extent. How are you going to do it? Well, you can't always have a nursery set up available, and you're doing the best you can. And many of the facilities now being used by the Trump administration are the same ones Obama used. If they'd stick to the facts, we might actually get some things done. If they quit lying and fabricating. So I have a story about a couple of black performers who said, we're not going to perform because of the prices you're charging some of our audience. But there's more to that story. When we continue.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Short, my hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So there's Kid Rock talking about Michigan, and we're going to talk about Michigan and a performance in Detroit. It's called Afro Future Fest in Detroit, coming up in August. A biracial rapper by the name of Tiny Jag, real name Julian, or rather Jillian Graham, was scheduled to perform. And then she learned that some of those attending, depending on their color, were going to be charged more than others. What? And then another performer scheduled at the Afrofuture Festival in Detroit, a comedian, Michael Blackson, also learned that the festival was going to charge folks of one color more than another. In fact, double the price. And he said, that's not fair. And Tiny Jag said, it's not fair. And she pulled out, said, I'm not going to be part of this. I'm leaving. I don't know if she's changed her mind or not. It's still for August, but she said, I'm not going to do this. And the comedian said he wasn't going to stick around if they were going to do that. They put enough pressure on them that the organizers had decided, okay, we got it, we shouldn't do that. And in fact, in the words of the comedian, that's not fair. You cannot charge one $20 and the other $10. Not cool. What he said specifically is, you cannot charge the colonizer $20 and the black people $10. Everyone should pay the same. That's what they were doing. They were charging white people double the price of minorities. And they said, well, we need to do that to make sure marginalized groups get an equitable chance of enjoying the events in their own community. And they also claimed they had received various threats from white supremacists. But they were still going to ask white people to pay double. Tiny Jag pulled out, saying it's non-progressive, it's motivated by spite. And Blackson is also saying, I'm not in favor of it. I think the pressure has built up enough that now they've decided, yeah, maybe we need to reconsider. I don't know if for a fact. I've been following and watching some of these stories. It's been developing over several days and just haven't had a chance to get to it because of other things going on. But I think the organization has since been forced, I'm reading one piece of copy, reverse their discriminatory policy. They should. I mean, what I like about this and what you should like and take heart in, these are, well, Tiny Jag is biracial, but Michael Blackson is a black man, and he says, it's not right to charge my white audience members double what you're charging my black audience members. They are to be commended. They're be commended to standing up for fairness. That's what we're out. Let's do fairness. That's all. By the same token, no group should be charging black participants and audience double what they're charging the white. You just don't do that. If so, we call it out. We say what it is. It's discrimination. And I'm praising those two. I don't really know them other than by this act, but I'm one of their fans just because of that. So here's the scenario for you, and I'm going to ask you to be very, very honest. You're driving in Georgia, Atlanta, the Dunwoody area, about 17 miles from downtown Atlanta, on Interstate 285, about 8 o'clock yesterday, still bright light outside at 8 o'clock, as you well know. And then drivers see a door come open on a Brinks truck and money just starts spilling everywhere. Dunwoody Police Department put out a notice. Heads up, Dunwoody, it's cloudy with a chance of cash. Pointed out that last night around 8 p.m., Dunwoody officers responded to the area of Interstate 285 west and Ashford-Dunwoody Road regarding money flying all over the road. 911 callers said at least 15 vehicles had stopped people frantically taking the money. When our officers arrived, they found the armored car on the right shoulder. The armored crew said the side door came open while they were driving and money just started spilling out. They estimated $175,000. That's what they think. And there are all kinds of pictures of people driving by, people out on the highway, stopping, grabbing all this money. Some of it $100 bills, some 20, some fives, tens, whatever. They're out there grabbing as much as they can. What would you do? Now, here's the point. As police say, we understand the temptation. It's still theft. The money should be returned. And, of course, they're very thankful there were no crashes or pedestrians struck because of this isolated cash storm. But $175,000 just all over the roadway. And probably a lot of it went over the fence into the nearby forest and woods. And I'm sure there'll be some people out there looking through that for several days and weeks to come. They say that the crew got a few hundred dollars gathered up by the time police arrived, but passerby stopping their cars, running out, and a lot of passerbys and sticky fingers picked up the rest of it, or a lot of it anyway. So what would you do? Would they know that you took the money? Well, if they had some video nearby, they would. They got a view of your license, or somebody else did. Could you go to sleep at night knowing that that wasn't your money and you basically stole it? Oh, it's on the highway. It was loose. I mean, you know, it's like seeing a dime on the sidewalk. I can pick it up. Now, that's not exactly like seeing a dime on the sidewalk, but if you want to make that analogy, that's your choice. And, of course, if you're really, really hard up and you need money, I mean, you might decide this is a blessing from God. I'm taking it. If they ever find me, I'll deal with it then. There were those who picked up the money who began to show up at the police station later that day or the next, bringing money back, returning it. Not a lot of folks. As of midday today, three folks have come in and returned something like $2,750. Did they keep a little bit to themselves or turn it all in? Will others think, you know, I just can't sleep. I'm going to go ahead and turn this in. It's not right. I shouldn't do it. Hey, it's a bank's money. What do they care? What would they miss? It's a merchant's money being taken to the bank, whoever. Oh, you can find all kinds of excuses. You do remember something that I'm sure your parents, grandparents, and others have taught you through the years, and that is, you don't want to steal, you don't want to lie. We all tend to sometimes tell a little white lie, and have I ever stolen anything? I have. I did when I was at a place. I took some books to take them home and read, and then I took them back. I didn't pay for them. I was stealing. That was many, many years ago, and I have since regretted it over and over again. But it's too late now. But I'm confessing I did. Statute of limitations has passed, of course. But when you're driving down the road and all this money is just scattered all over the highway, what are you going to do? And maybe you stop to pick it up and your intent is to take it in, and then maybe you think, you know, I got $4,000 or $5,000 I picked up here. I really need this. My car is in bad shape, and I'm going to count it as a blessing. Although, would God give you a blessing in that sense? That's another thing you got to decide. You know what all this really comes down to? I mean, if you really are to get to the very essence of it, is your character. And, of course, what they say is true here. Character is what you do when no one is watching. That's character.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.